Okay, so yesterday was kind of a cool day. I love to do stuff. We all do here at Radio Now when we get invited out to do stuff in the community. And one thing happening here in Indianapolis, Indiana, because we're also on the air in Houston, Texas, is the Indiana State Fair. It's really big. It's just like the rodeo down in Houston. This is a big event. If you're from Indiana, you got to go to it. And the food, the rides, the animals, all the concerts. There's so much cool stuff to do. And I got invited kind of last minute to go do, and I do this in air quotes, celebrity, because I'm just a dude on the radio, but got to do the celebrity cow milking competition. I had no idea how to milk a cow. I was watching videos on like YouTube of how to do it.
First off, you can't just sit underneath the cow. She's all full of milk. You don't just start yanking and pulling because you got to relax her. Now, farmers call that letting the milk down.
Yeah, and like that's what they were telling us too. They're like, yeah, go ahead. So when I went up to the cow yesterday, her name was Betsy. That's an original name. Big girl too, by the way. Big and beautiful, nice and thick. I went up there and I kind of petted her head. I talked to her. I said, hey, Betsy, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. And I kind of just rubbed her. And then I touched her udders and her milk sac, and it was really, really like an intimate experience. It was a one-on-one bond, and then the competition began. Now, I went up against some really cool people, and I want to give some shout-outs this morning to people from the Indiana State Fair. I want to thank Bobby Bates. She's the entertainment and events manager at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Also, thanks to Adam. I guess his wife listens to the morning show. I'm not sure if he does, but she helped out, too. He drove me around in the golf cart, me trying to figure out where to go. I was totally a hot mess. But the people I competed against yesterday in the celebrity milking competition, I went up against Indiana's first lady, the governor's wife, Janet Holcomb. I also went up against Miss Indiana State Fair 2019, Hallie Schultz, and a really cool person, Major Pat O'Connor from the Indiana State Police. He's currently the longest serving officer on duty with the Indiana State Police, 40 years of active duty, and he actually retires next month. So thank you in advance for your service and protection. We really appreciate that. Now, here's something awkward. If you know anything about the governor, he's got Henry, and it's his dog, and my wife follows Henry the dog, the governor's dog, on Instagram, and she's always wanted to have a play date with Benny and with Henry and our other dog, Paddington. I could have tried to at least initiate that, like, you know, because I was right there with the first lady of Indiana, but I didn't even realize it was her. I honestly thought it was like an assistant for the state fair queen, Hallie Schultz. So I was nice. I never blew her off, but I was just talking. I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Joe from Radio Now. And I had no clue that it was the first lady of Indiana. So that felt awkward. And my wife found out about this last night, and she wanted to rip my head off. She's like, you're an idiot. How did you not know that was the first lady? I want Benny and Paddington to hang out with Henry the dog, and, well, we'll work on that. So, four of us in this competition. It was intense. I was last. Up first was Miss the First Lady, Janet Holcomb. She did really good. I think she got 2/4 of a cup. Then we had Miss Indiana. She got 3/4 of a cup of milk. It's so impressive. Then Major Pat O'Connor went third, and he got hardly any. The cow knocked over his bucket. Then it was me. Your guy Joe. I step up to the cow. I do my thing with Betsy, and the winner of the 2019 Indiana State Fair cow milking contest was not me. I tied with the First Lady of Indiana, Janet Holcomb, for second. First place was the Miss Indiana State Fair Queen, Hallie Schultz. Congratulations to her. And in fourth place, Major Pat O'Connor from the Indiana State Police. But, Liv, it was so fun yesterday grabbing those udders, pulling down. And I don't know if this is cheating, but eventually, I guess, as the cow gets, like loosened up, like the milk starts to come out easier, she had, like, a leaky faucet. Like, one of her udders was just kind of trickling down. So I moved my bucket.
A leaky faucet. Honestly, that's genius. I don't think that's cheating, you know?
No, and I just came up short. I got second, but I honestly had so much fun. And if you have any events that you, and I use the word celebrity loosely, but if you'd like Pork Chop, Liv, or me to be a celebrity at, we'd love to be involved in those community events. So hit us up in our DMs on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.
Did you drink the milk?
I didn't, because guess what? And I guess this is common, but I never thought of it. The milk was piping hot. Obviously, it came from inside.
Really? I would have never have thought that.
Well, it comes out of the cow. You know what I mean?
I know, but like still, like if you go number one, it's not piping hot.
And
I think it is.
It's warm.
Guys, just to be safe, because we've had some talks lately, we'll wrap up that whole idea. but I imagine anything in the body is warm, okay? I think that it could be warm.